Nigeria's battle against drug abuse and excessive gambling. Nigeria's youth are facing a triple threat that is imperiling their future. The rampant use of hard drugs, football betting, and gambling have become a destructive trifecta, ravaging the lives of young Nigerians and undermining the country's potential. A crisis in the making. A recent report revealed that over 40% of Nigerian youths aged 18 to 25 are involved in drug use. Many of these young people drop out of school or engage in criminal activities to sustain their addiction. The dire consequences include a rise in drug-related deaths, worsening mental health issues, and increasing family breakdowns. Similarly, football betting and gambling have become pervasive issues, with many young Nigerians risking their money and futures on games or chance events. The link between gambling addiction and suicide has been discussed a lot in media lately. And for Nigerian youth, this fixation has resulted in financial ruin, severe depression, and worse. One tragic case involves a young man who lost his entire savings betting on a football match and subsequently took his own life. The gambling industry's aggressive marketing, which lures youths with enticing advertisements and false promises of quick wealth, has significantly exacerbated the problem. Urgent action needed. The consequences of this tripartite malaise are far-reaching and devastating, impacting not just the individuals involved but also their families, communities, and the nation as a whole. This destructive combination undermines social stability, economic growth, and the overall health and well-being of the next generation of Nigerians. Some people believe that Nigeria's future is at stake, and that it is high time for urgent action to address this triple threat. Parents, educators, policymakers, NGOs, CBOs, and community leaders are planning to join forces to educate, support, and empower youths to make positive choices and build a brighter future. Addressing drug abuse and gambling addiction requires a multifaceted approach, including increased access to rehabilitation services, stricter regulation, and widespread public awareness campaigns. Another way to attack the issue is throughout educational institutions incorporating comprehensive programs on the dangers of drug abuse and gambling into their curricula. Community leaders and organizations could play a pivotal role in mentoring youths and providing them with alternative recreational activities that promote healthy lifestyles and constructive engagement.